Yes, indeed. Let's get to work here, indeed. And now, come to you live from the Radio Bunker somewhere in Arizona. It's time for the best 90 minutes in digital media, Article 5 Live. I'm your host, JD. Thanks for joining us this fine Sunday evening. It is Sunday, October 11th, 2020. Only 22 days until the most important election in the history of the universe. So let's get right into it. The debate cancellation is a very indeed problem for the president. I hate to tell you, he should have even took the opportunity, even though Cheatin' Joe could cheat and give Fed answers. It doesn't matter. Trump can overcome that. He has all the skills. He could overcome all that stuff. He should have took the opportunity. We'll, you know, stay tuned. I'm sure he's got something up his sleeve. He's either going to go ahead and hold his own town hall at the same time Joe is holding his, or he's going to do something like that. You know, our president. He's gonna make up for it somehow. But I view it as a lost opportunity. And you know, I'm sure he appreciates all your thoughts and prayers. Now that he's beat COVID, all we have to do now is beat all the COVID nonsense that's killing people all over the world with the lockdowns and the food shortages and the supply chain cuts and the Davos world reset. This is what it's all about, you guys. It's not about, you know, if you really believe that the mask is doing something for you, you really ought to rethink that, because many decades ago, there was a book called The Loss of or The Death of Common Sense. It seems to me that that's what's happened. Nobody wants to talk about the model of Sweden, who did not shut down. They developed herd immunity early. Now their population has virtually no COVID. Why couldn't we do that? The answer is we could have. We have a mainstream media that perpetuates lies at a very, very alarming rate. And in my humble opinion, we ought to alter the First Amendment. If you consider yourself a news reporter, you ought to be held to a different standard than just some yahoo like me on the internet giving you their opinion, okay? If you claim to be using the First Amendment as a protection for your newsworthy speech and you're reporting the truth and you criticizing governments and what, you ought to have to back that up with some semblance of fact. You shouldn't be able to lie constantly like they do, even on Fox News. It's really disgusting. And they have so much power. They take something like this COVID lockdown nonsense that's killing millions of people in the third world. But I guess we're not supposed to care about that because they're not here in the United States, right? Who cares if millions of people in the third world die from lack of food because of these supply chain interruptions due to the COVID nonsense? I care about it. I don't want to see anybody die from any of this crap. I got to tell you. We've got to get over this somehow, some way. I don't know how. I don't want to rant all night about COVID yet because we have a super special, wonderful guest with us tonight who is a patriot, who is a superstar. You all know her. She's got a new book. And her new book is Kick-Ass Conservative: How I Escaped Liberal Feminism to Become a Free, Freedom-Loving Trumplican, and How You Can Too. What an absolutely awesome title to an awesome book. We're talking, of course, about Joy Villa is a pro-life, pro-American, pro-Second Amendment conservative singer and actress in Hollywood who loves the Trump administration and has been outspoken as a regular political commentator on Fox and Friends, Mornings with Maria, Hannity, Waters World, and many other programs, including the Article 5 Hour a couple of different times. Now, if you don't remember who Joy Villa is, where you've been living, but she is the one that put the Grammys in a tailspin when she came out in a stunning blue dress in, I believe, 2016 or 2017, the Trump flag dress. What an awesome thing. Let's welcome to Article 5 Live, Joy Villa. How you doing, Joy?
Hi, hello.
It's great to see you again, and thanks for joining us on this fine Sunday. Tell us about your book. Tell us about your book.
My book, you know what? I happen to have a copy right here. Look at that.
Yes, indeed.
That's conservative. So it's all about my journey from being a liberal, which we were talking about off camera a little bit. Before I came out for Trump, I was a liberal. I was a registered independent. I would have told you I wasn't really political because I really wasn't. I didn't know what I was talking about. I didn't do the research, but I was stone cold liberal because I used all the hashtags. I supported all the causes. I thought BLM actually cared about Black lives. They don't. I thought feminists actually cared about women's lives. They don't.
Absolutely.
And this book, it shares a lot of my journey, my story. There's also beautiful photos in there. The first time I met the president, using my voice over violence. It's part memoir and part just like a self-help, like how I met the president and why I'm a passionate Trumplican. Because my journey's been really extraordinary over the past 4 years. And a lot of people want to know the woman behind the dress, the Trump dress that started it all in 2017. And I have, you know, been able to replicate that each year.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you look her up, you guys, on you can find all the different renditions of the Trump dress. It's really extraordinary and gorgeous, I got to say. You know, it's really cool to have you on the show because I remember back when you first did that, you came on my radio program, spent a whole hour with me, and we talked about your transformation then somewhat.
Yeah.
And also, you did some work in New York City, as I recall. You were walking around with a Trump Make America Great Again hat on and doing Facebook videos. Remember that?
I do. Yes. That went viral, actually.
It did.
I wore Trump gear, clothing, and I walked around and asked people, just talked to people and saw what the reaction was. And actually, you know, I was in Times Square and I was in a lot of like public places in New York, but people were actually very open to talking about Trump, to seeing me. I was all American and it was really nice times. I mean, so quickly though, has it degraded to where people are getting punished and killed and, you know, fired and beat up for wearing Trump gear for supporting the president.
Yeah, it's extraordinary. And we're going to get into some of that if you got time. But I got to say, you know, I've been around a little while and I've seen a lot of presidential elections in my time.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never seen, including I was paying attention in 1968. Okay.
Mm.
And we had the death of two very important people in that year, if you long before you were born. But let me tell you what, Dr. Martin Luther King and Robert F. Kennedy were both assassinated in 1968.
Right.
So that was one hell of an election season. But let me tell you, the riots and the lies in the media and all the stuff that's going on now dwarfs that because we've had a lot more deaths. We haven't had any candidates dead yet. And I'll tell you why I think that is. I think the only reason Donald Trump still walks the earth is because God intends him to be president of the United States of America right now. That's my personal belief. I don't expect anybody to believe that.
I agree.
I think he would have been dead a long time ago, if not.
Listen, JD, God chose him to be the leader of the United States. He came about because of the hole that Obama left. Obama left a gaping hole of inadequacy from the rich to the poor. You know, he was destroying the middle class. He was destroying Black Americans. All the race relations started becoming very deteriorated under Obama when he said that kid, you know, could have been my son. He said about the young Black kid that was shot.
It started with the professor at the door that said cops acted stupidly or whatever it is.
They blamed police officers. The seed was planted back then and it just got worse and worse and worse. And now we are here where Black Lives Matter is looting and rioting and burning in the name of justice. And it's not injustice. It's not justice. It's injustice, you know? And I live in Los Angeles, a Democrat controlled city that has so many homeless people, such a disparity. There's no middle class almost. You know, you have to be a millionaire to buy a home out here. People are struggling. They're overtaxed. They're overworked. And they're underrepresented. And like this mask thing, I mean, Gavin Newsom is a dictator. We call him Dictator Newsom out here. Nothing is open. Masks are mandatory at all times. And, you know, I'm like, what happened to my body, my choice? Well, we're not talking about the unborn life of a child, which I believe you should not murder. I'm pro-life. But this is literally my body, and it should be my choice. Why can't you trust me to be able to take care of my body and be away from harm, especially at a disease that has a 99% survival rate?
It's control. Do you really want the answer? Because we do have the answer to that. Because masks has nothing to do with COVID. Masks has to do with control.
That's right. I just said that too. Yeah, it's all control. Oh, I know, JD. Trust me. From when you interviewed me before to now, I've learned so much more. I mean, I was already awake then. You know, I walked away very publicly. But I didn't realize how deep the rabbit hole goes.
I didn't either then. I've been paying attention for 50 years, and I didn't realize how bad it was until we all woke up enough to put a non-politician in the office of the president of the United States, in Donald Trump. I knew it was bad, and I knew about the New World Order. I knew about the elites. I knew about the Bilderbergers. The John Birch Society did the 8mm films on my apartment wall in 1978. Wow. I'm no stranger to this stuff. Now, I am not a John Bircher, but I can tell you this. I thought they were nutcases in 1978, but now I see everything that they told me about, almost everything they were talking to me about back then. Not only were they right, they were like prophets. But no, that's not what it is. What it is these people that think they run us, that have control over the banks and all the other stuff and institutions like that around the world, the New World Order, if you will, they are so arrogant that they publish what their intentions are. And if you do enough research, you will find out just exactly what their plans are. You don't have to be a prophet. You just have to be a student of the New World Order. Then you know. And that's what they had done and tried to convey it to me. So it was in the back of my mind, but I didn't think they were 100% right. I shared some of their, what I considered paranoia at the time.
Mm.
But let me tell you, those people were way more right than I wanted to admit.
Wow. Well, it's hard. It's hard to confront that, you know, there's all of this evil in the world. We see the pedophilia coming to light. We see the mass destruction of God and the church. They took God they want to take it out of the home. They took it out of the schools, you know, and being a believer, being a Christian woman, I'm like, no, faith is the backbone of this nation, of this country. And you don't have to, I don't think anyone should be forced to have a belief or not believe or anything like that, but we should be free to practice our belief. That's religious freedom. That's the First Amendment.
And last time I read the First Amendment, Joy Villa, I didn't think there was an exception for if there's a pandemic, you're not allowed to worship.
No, it's actually unconstitutional, this forcing the lockdown. You know, you lock up sick people. You don't forcibly put away well people. And that's what they're doing. And it shows that it was a test to see if Americans, that's what I believe, if Americans would do it. And I never thought Americans would be so weak to follow something, but they had the scare tactics, they had the celebrity campaign. It's just like everything, right? Wear masks, save lives, stay home, save life. 2 weeks to slow the spread. Here we are 6 months later. And, you know, you mentioned Sweden in your opening statement. I used to live in Denmark for almost 2 years. And in Scandinavia, they really have their own system and they really do their own thing to protect their own people. They're actually very much nationalists, which I admire. And Sweden never locked down.
You know, that's an let's go over what nationalism actually is, because the left likes to attach that to Nazism, okay?
Well, they
because
think
of national socialism, right? But let me explain something, not to you, but to our audience. Mm-hmm. I know you probably know this already. You see, nationalism is an independent political element. It is neither left nor right. There can be left nationalists and right nationalists, or anywhere on the left-right spectrum can be nationalists. What nationalism is national pride, pride in our, you know, the heritage of your nation.
Yes.
It's like a team spirit, basically. It's like Team America. If I'm American nationalist, that means I'm pro-American. And you know what? That is neither
nationalist. You can be, you can be Zimbabwe nationalist. I mean, if we look up the actual nationalism, it's loving your It's your loving country. Your country, whatever country that it's is. It's an
independent poli-sci element.
Yes. And to piggyback on what you said, here's the dictionary. I like to look in the dictionary and study a lot of these things. So nationalism is a noun, identification with one's own nation and support for its interests, especially to the exclusion or detriment of the interests of other nations, which is not bad because we want to say we want what Americans should have, even if it hurts China to not do business with them, right? That could be to their detriment. China loses money, but guess what? Americans make more money. So,
and in the case of American nationalism,
there's another definition here. Advocacy of or support for the political independence of a particular nation or people. So that can also be the political independence, like Scottish nationalism, right? So exactly. There are two definitions. So nothing has to do with racism. Nothing has to do with color. It says one's own nation and support for its interests. So if you're Black and American, you're American. If you're Asian American, you're American. If you're white, Scottish, Irish, Italian American, you're American. So you can be a nationalist and have pride in your nation, which has nothing to do with your color.
Thank you so much. That's absolutely the point. It is an independent political element from leftism or any kind of political on the left-right spectrum, which is not a circle. Right. I don't care what the professors say. 0% government is anarchy and 100% government is totalitarianism. Mm-hmm. And America was founded about 25% up from the 0%. We had a ticket forward a little bit after the Whiskey Rebellion to about 35%, if you want to put it on a 0 to 100 scale. And then, so we're a center-right country to this day, and people that believe in the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence and you know, the Golden Rule and the Ten Commandments, all these things are what we were founded on as a nation.
That's right.
And that's not a religious thing. That's a cultural thing. That is what American culturalism is. Because
that's right. Not
based on a tribe, except for the Joy Tribe, of course. we're not based on a tribe, or we're not based on an ethnicity. We are based on idealism, and those ideals are the Ten Commandments. That's why people say we are a Christian nation. Not that you have to be a Christian to be an American, but those principles are held close to all Americans' hearts.
100%. And, you know, 70% of Americans identify as Christian, because that includes Catholics and I'm sure some Mormons and some other people who are just like, oh, I'm Christian, I'm American, right? They're just born in America and they think, oh, sure, I take it off, I'm Christian, you know. But then that also includes, obviously, people keep their faith very fervent to them. But America also includes Muslims. It includes Jewish Americans. It includes other religious groups. And we all coexist. But the thing is, America was built on Judeo-Christian beliefs. And like you said, it doesn't mean you have to be a follower or a believer. But just like we love the dictionary was actually first written and founded by a Mormon man. You can read the dictionary and not be Mormon. You
Absolutely.
Know, the Constitution says God. And if you believe in a different God or if you don't believe in God, fine. But don't try to erase God. The Constitution was written by believers of God. So to try to erase that, to say just because some people don't believe in him and don't want to accept it is ridiculous. It's ludicrous. 70% of people in America identify as Christians. And then there's the next big portion would be of other faiths. So are you gonna go to the minority? The amount of Americans who identify as atheists is probably less than 5%, very small. So for us to be able to change rules and laws, take God out of the national, you know, Pledge of Allegiance, all these things, it's just that fight has been being fought for since the 70s to go against religion. And people get hurt by religious groups. I understand that, but it doesn't change the fact that religions are the ones that help people in this world. You know, Catholic charities have helped so many impoverished people in this nation. And, you know, religious groups that join together undoubtedly make up most of the charity work done in America. And Americans are far more charitable than any other nation on this planet. So we're good people in America. America is not a bad place. We're not racist. We're not haters. And if you don't like it, you can go somewhere else. A lot of people my age love Europe. I've been around the country. I've been around the world. Excuse me. I've been around the world 35 countries. And, you know, Europe's cool. I love Europe. I live there. It's old. It doesn't have the same freedoms we have. it's still stuck in the past and everybody there wants to come here. So yeah, I love going to Paris, but I live in America.
In case you don't recognize the voice, you guys, you're listening to Joy Villa, author of the new book, Kick-Ass Conservative, How I Escaped Liberal Feminism to Become a Freedom-Loving Trumplican, and How You Can Too. And thanks for joining us tonight, Joy. It's an honor to have you on the program once again.
Great to be here.
And I want to add to what you were saying about the Christian founding of the nation. Mm-hmm. And the concept of God. Now, why that's so important politically is not about religion itself. What it is, the fundamental idea that our rights come from nature's God, our higher power, okay?
Right.
Not a man. Because if a man or a woman would give you rights, then that man or woman could take them away from you. But
right.
If they're God-given, there's no human being on this earth that has the right to take your rights away.
Ooh.
Because they didn't give them to you to begin with.
Come on now.
And
preach
that
it.
That is what America is about. And that is what the fundamental difference is between our country and many other countries.
That's
because,
right.
You know, the government believes they have the right to curtail your rights. You know, that's the problem with the communists. That's the problem with the color revolution that's going on in our country right now.
Right.
People
right.
that don't know what a color revolution is, it is the way our CIA has helped other countries topple when they wanted to have regime change. It's a technique from behind the scenes. It was developed by our CIA, actually, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So this is, we don't want to get too esoteric on this subject, but we don't want to turn this into InfoWars, although we do quote Alex often.
Oh, we love Alex. Yeah.
We do play on breaks. We play a lot of videos from Alex's show. We try to share band.video because very few people are telling the truth. Alex, although he gets a little exuberant and perhaps he is quite pessimistic of the outlook on many people, he still forces you to look at worst case scenario, and you better get your ass prepared for what's happening in 3 weeks,
right.
Because this is not beanbag, to quote old Mitt Romney, okay? This is the real deal. This is worse. What we're about to face, Joy Villa, is way worse than anything I've seen in my lifetime.
Well,
if Biden gets in,
it'll get really, really bad.
If you think that the cities are burning now, wait until we reinstall Donald J. Trump in the White House, which undoubtedly, I think it's going to be 75-25 if we were allowed to know the real numbers.
Yeah.
Now, you're obviously somewhat connected to the Black community, right?
Oh, yeah.
So
I'm a part of it.
give us some insight. Give us some people who aren't as connected as you are in the Black community. What is thought of Donald J. Trump? Because he's done more for Blacks than any president in my lifetime. That's for sure.
That's right. And, you know, I've got to get going shortly here, but I want to say, too, is that President Donald J. Trump, he just unveiled his Platinum program, right? The Platinum Plan for Black Americans. And that includes huge amounts of money poured into Black businesses with small business loans specifically for African Americans, access to the financial backing for the schools, historical Black colleges and universities. I was there when he unrolled that in Atlanta with a bunch of other of my Black Voices for Trump compadres, my friends.
Awesome.
And that room was packed with preachers and business owners and moms and men and women running for Congress, like Rhonda Kennedy, who's a Black woman running for Congress in Ventura. You know, she's one of my best friends, and she came with me. She's my lawyer as well. And I testified in front of Congress for diversity of thought. Yes, we need diversity, representation of color, you know, in media, in movies and TV. Representative Jim Jordan called me there to testify in D.C. just a couple weeks ago. And I said, but we also need diversity of thought. And we need to have political leanings, political, you know, our political choices as a protected class, because we can't keep losing jobs based on who we vote for. So that ties into the Black community. We have an incredible amount of African-American voters who are registered Democrat and who will never tell you, but they're going to vote for Donald Trump. They're going to do it secretly. A lot of them are coming up. I mean, I get recognized all the time, and I've gotten recognized by more Black Americans than ever before. And that shows me that Black Americans are unafraid because they're watching the videos. They're watching the content. They're reading my book, Kick-Ass Conserve. They're watching the president. They're coming out to the rallies he holds, and they're waking up. But there's a smaller portion that's out loud, but the bigger portion, the hidden, the silent majority, are those Black Americans who would never go to a rally, would never do a post, but they're going to take themselves to the voting booths, and they're going to vote for Donald J. Trump because they know his policies are helping Black people. It's undeniable. Pop culture won't show that. Cardi B won't show that. You know, Black, you know, the NBA players, they won't show that. They've got to pay their dues and make their millions and talk their crap. They're all bought and paid for. They're in the slavery of the entertainment system, which it will lock you down.
China owns the NBA now, doesn't it?
Whew, China owns so much of the entertainment industry and so much of our sports. It's sickening. We shouldn't have any foreign government have that much control over what comes out of our country, over something we produce and we have. But my book, Kick-Ass Conservative, which you can get on Amazon or at joyvilla.com, your listeners can pick it up for 20% off. It's at joyvilla.com. Sign up for my newsletter. Kick-Ass Conservative is the book. But that talks about a lot of the Black community waking up and my interaction with many people, all nations, who are saying, you know what? I'm voting for Trump this year. A lot of people who didn't vote for him in 2016. I voted for him in 2016. I got by the skin of my teeth. I decided in the summer, about the summer of 2016, like, hey, you know what? I'm actually going to give him a chance. Just like he said, what the hell do you have to lose? And honestly, nothing. Right.
I was skeptical too, because he's threatened to run so many other times, not because he was a neophyte politically. I mean, imagine this. Here's a man who has never held political office. The first time he runs for office is president of the United States, and he wins by a landslide in the Electoral College.
Yeah, huge.
I
wanted to win the popular vote and the Electoral College this year so that it just shuts the Democrats up. Hillary will finally shut up. Then they're going to say, well, just abolish presidency. They can't say anything. I mean, every time he won fair and square. I think that he probably should have had even more votes, but you know how dirty the dirty dealings of the Democrats are. This year, if he wins, which I believe 100% is going to win, they're going to try to do a recount. We should definitely do a recount, because that means the ballots that they've been throwing away, that they keep finding in the gutters that happen to say Trump on it. That's the only way he could lose, if they really pull some BS. But he's going to win. Hillary's going to keep crying about it. Biden's going to disappear back to his basement. Kamala Harris is going to keep putting Black and brown men in prison. And we're going to go on and make America great again. They can't shut us up. They keep trying, but we get louder and prouder and more exuberant. And the energy is palpable. You can like taste the energy when you go out to the rallies and events like I do, touring around the country. So, you know that he beat COVID in 4 days. He's going to beat the Democrats in about 24 days.
It's an amazing phenomenon. And it's what a wonderful time to be alive as far as excitement is concerned. It's also a little scary. But, you know, this is a historic time. And we certainly appreciate you being so generous with your time here on Article 5 Live, Joy Villa. And the book is Kick-Ass Conservative. And you can get it at joyvilla.com or amazon.com. Probably better off to go to joyvilla.com.
Yeah,
and join the Joy Tribe. And follow Joy. Follow Joy at joy_villa, V-I-L-L-A, Villa, not Via, Villa.
That's right.
And, follow her on Twitter. And I hope that you'll come and join us once again. And I would play your music, but I don't have an ASCAP umbrella right now because I don't have an AM or FM radio affiliation with the program at this present time. That's in the works again. Then I will play some of your music next time you come on the program.
Yeah, you have my permission to play it. I'd love that.
Well, of course. You probably have a publicist though. And if I play it on YouTube, they give me a strike. See?
Oh, yeah. That's yeah, the yeah, automatic. Yeah. Contributor will automatically just, it'll take yeah, some yeah, time yeah. to
But if I have a radio show that is connected with the show, then I have ASCAP umbrella. I can play up to a minute. They can't say
You're
anything.
Right. You're right.
Yeah. So anyway, right now I can't do that, unfortunately. But Joy Villa, it has been a very much a pleasure to work with you again on media. And we'll look forward to you on Twitter. Joy_Villa on Twitter and joyvilla.com, Facebook, Joy Villa. You're all over the place.
At Joy Villa Music on Facebook. Join my Facebook supporter group. It's at Joy Villa Music on my Facebook page. It's verified. All my accounts are verified. Only find the verified ones. Instagram is at Joy Villa as well. Very active on all my social media. And I'm excited to have been back on here.
You're wonderful, American.
Don't let 2 years go by anymore.
All right, we'll have you back a lot more often, and you are a national treasure because you're willing to go out there and do what it takes to make things happen, and that's why I'm honored to have you on the show, and I hope you come back. And if I had to get you to hammer you down to what you think a prediction of a percentage of the black vote for Donald Trump is, I'll take that from you if you want to give it to me. I'm going to say 25%. What do you say?
Oh, yeah. I'd say at least 17%. At least.
Okay. I'm a little more optimistic than you, but will we even know? That's the question. Thanks once again, Joy, for joining us on Article 5 Live, and we'll see you again soon.
All right. Thank you. Bye,
thank
everybody.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Have a good one. Thanks a lot. All right. Joy Villa, everybody. Now I have to take a little break here, and I'm going to play you all a little video. Enjoy.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Friday night, Antifa Smackdown, and we're wasting no time this evening. The police are already moving in for a beatdown. Antifa's doing donuts in the streets and clearing out their own. He's going to lose the bumper, too. A trip to the hospital and the auto mechanic tonight. Now you can see Antifa's out in the streets. Oh, trying to break through a car with the fit. That's a mangled leg. Oh, and the run over again. Back and to the left. Look at the slow motion replay. The fist fails through the window, going back at high speeds, and then crash. Oh, right into the Antifa commie. And then look at the mangled leg under the tire. Oh, boy, that's not going to feel good. He's going to try to walk it off, but he might fall over under his own weight. As you can see, the car mangles the commie's leg, gets the knee caught up in the grill there. A face mask isn't going to stop that. This is going to register as a 6. No, a 7 on the pedometer. Ran over by the SUV. Gets a mangled leg. For this commie, it might be a trip to the hospital tonight.
Antifa!
All right, police are moving in on some commies here in the streets, and it appears they're trying to get this situation under control, and one person, you're going to eat pavement, bud. And a bonus shot to the forehead, and he's going to walk away quickly. Oh, yeah, he did that for his jollies right there. As you can see, the commie getting in the way of police. Eat pavement, punk. And then he's going to get a little half mount here, and then the forearm shimmy. Oh, that's going to be a concussion. You'll think next time before wearing a mask on the streets, maybe a helmet. Police moving in on another commie. Oh, no time wasted. Oh, over like a feather. Not buying it. You say you're out here as a medic. I'm not buying it. You're out here to do destruction like all the other Antifa commies and just get the hell out. Let's hear the sound-enhanced replay here from the police officer.
Move your ass!
Yep, and that's what it's going to be. Uh-oh, what do we have here? Ooh, a hate crime committed in broad daylight. Oh, he's going to get away with it. No, he's not. No. No, the fireman, New York Fire Department, moving in. He tried to do a Tokyo drift, fails, and then got him. He thought he was going to get away with it. Take a look at this. Thought he was going to get away with it. Goes down the streets. Uh-oh. New York Fire Department found you, and they move in quickly after the failed Tokyo drift. As you can see, white firemen, brown firemen, black firemen, they're all taking their hand in this meeting.
Antifa!
All right, we've got another commie out here on the streets. The police are getting real fed up here. As you can see, getting real fed up. And they want to move slowly and try to obstruct traffic. And what do we have here? Do we have a macing? I didn't see the mace. Hold on a second. We got to go back to a slow motion replay. The commie went down. The officer flashes the mace. I don't see any mace. I think we've got a fake Antifa SmackDown. Oh, it's like a European soccer player up in here. No mace was sprayed. Oh, let's take another look here at the slow motion replay. We can get a freeze frame. As you can see, she's here arguing with police, and the police whips out the mace as a threat. She goes down like a sack of potatoes, writhing and moaning, as you can see here. No spray. She faked the whole thing. We've got a Jussie Smollett wannabe out here as she's moaning and crying to her friends. She was never sprayed. Oh, what a faker she is. Yeah, that's a fake cry. Next thing you know, she's going to have a noose.
Antifa!
All right, here's a guy standing in the middle there in the yellow vest. Wants to get away, police, and oh, a lightweight. This officer enjoyed that one, let me tell you. Barely had to move his forearms forward at all, and eat pavement, Puck. Take another look here at the skid. Ooh, he gets about 3 inches of air. Look at the reverse angle. Here on the reverse angle, you can see he takes about 3 inches of
You're
air
so bad, as he Owen.
Gets shoved down. Oh, yeah, get that guy. Hey, you know what? We're still playing football. Maybe he should be a linebacker. All right, the commies have the umbrella out here. They're getting into it. Police, this guy goes up. DDT! 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 Oh, you may have missed it. Look at the reverse angle here. Oh, it's a DDT. Head to the pavement. Wait a second. Slow motion replay. This was a tag team. A tag team DDT, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, the head to the pavement. Look at the upright angle of the body. And then it goes totally limp. We've got a DDT on the streets. Once again, as you can see, boom. Body is upright. He flails around like a limp-fisted bastard. And look at this one. Oh, with the reverse angle tag team DDT. And his body goes totally limp. He's going to wake up in a coma. He doesn't know what's going on here. That's going to be the SmackDown of the week. Tag team DDT. And then a shove for good measure there at the end.
Antifa!
We had an action-packed Friday night Antifa SmackDown. Antifa running over its own in the streets, taking billy clubs to the forehead, getting shoved over like lightweights, and then a tag team DDT in the SmackDown of the week. You don't see that too often or often enough. That does it for this week's version of Friday night Antifa SmackDown. We'll see you next Friday.
All right. I hope you enjoyed that, you guys. It was a lot of fun to bring that Antifa Friday Night SmackDown from Owen Schroyer and his wonderful show, The War Room, if you're not familiar. Welcome back. I'm J.D. Smalis, your host. This is Article 5 Live. This is Sunday, October 11th, 2020. We just got done talking to the wonderful and delightful and beautiful Joy Villa. And she has a new book called Kick-Ass Conservative. And it is, the subtitle is, what is the subtitle? Let me get that for you right here. The subtitle is How I Escaped Liberal Feminism to Become a Freedom-Loving Trumplican and How You Can Too. Let me tell you something. Joy Villa is a brave soul. She has, if you don't remember Joy Villa, who she is, the lady that went to the Grammys in 2017 with the blue dress that said Trump on it. It was made out of a Trump flag. And she just absolutely turned the Grammys on its head. And she's done it every year since, by the way, with different dresses. So you can look her up. And she has great music. What's the name of her last album? I have it here. I have it here somewhere, but I used to close my radio show with her song, Let's Make America Great Again. And, anyway, it was great to have Joy back, and she said, don't make it, you know, 2-3 years before the next time we have her on, and I will definitely keep her in the log there for things. And anyhow, so let's get back to talking about what's about to hit us upside the head. You know, there is very many people that are going to be in distress in a few weeks, in the cities, and perhaps other places due to the sedition, the insurrection, the foreign-backed, traitorous-backed subversion groups that are, you know, attacking property owners and people in the cities for no reason at all. This is serious, serious, serious business. We're facing an election in 3 weeks with the greatest possibility of fraud of any election in the history of the world. Trump said 80 million mail-in ballots. Can you imagine what kind of a heyday the crooked left is going to have with 80 million mail-in ballots? What we must do is get to the polls in person, cast our votes in such overwhelming numbers that they can't cheat. It's all hands on deck. It's too late to register in many places. Many places you can register the same day you vote. But in Arizona and many other states, registration for voting is closed. Still and yet, I think the most people that percentage-wise that have gone to election is somewhere 68% is the highest percentage of turnout we've ever had in a presidential election. Somewhere around that. Now, we need that to be about 90 to 95% to overcome this fraud. That way, they can't challenge it in court. They can't do anything. We're going to have inauguration on time, no court delays, no interim president Nancy Pelosi or whoever the Democrats vote in. We don't want any of that stuff. We absolutely have to get to the polls. Tell everyone you know. Make sure they vote. If everyone takes two or three extra people to the polls, we can do this. If we don't do this, and we don't reelect Donald Trump, I got to tell you, America's over. Oh, well, there'll be a fight. And many of the leftists will be annihilated by that fight. But in order to restore America, I don't know if it can be done, to be honest with you. I don't know. So this is an existential threat for the things that Joy Villa and I were just talking about, the fundamental things that make America, America, we have to fight for. Every generation has to fight for liberty and freedom. Just like Ronald Reagan said, we don't pass it to the next generation in the bloodstream. Every generation has to fight for it because it's not the normal condition of mankind on a world to be to have liberty and freedom. The normal condition throughout history has been servitude, serfdom, slavery, dominance by a few of the many. I mean, the other way around. Dominance of the many by a few. That's the normal condition of human existence on planet Earth, according to our history. I, for one, think America's worth fighting for. These leftists don't even really know what they're doing. They think, now the ones at the top know very well what they're doing. They're Satan-worshipping pedophiles, a lot of them. And they know just exactly what they do, and they're cornered. They are cornered. So what does a cornered bobcat do? That's what we're looking at, you guys. And you know that. You don't need me to tell you that. But if there's somebody listening out there that doesn't know that or wants to disagree with that, here's the phone number, 480- 855-955-9923. Call me. Tell me I'm wrong. I'll put you right on the air right now. You believe that the left is the right way to go, the correct way to go, and that people that believe in the Constitution, the Ten Commandments, the Golden Rule, the Declaration of Independence, you think we're full of crap? Give me a call right now, 480-455-9923. Put you right on the air. I don't see the phone ringing. If it does ring, I'll put you right on the air, and we'll have it out right here. Come on. If you're on the left and you think you're smart and you got guts, take me on. The adrenochrome drinking, Satan worshiping bloodsuckers that run the corporations at the top levels and run all the elements of the New World Order, the UN, think that you're stupid. I'm talking to independents, people that don't like Trump, lefties, whatever. You guys, your bosses think you're stupid. And you are if you think you're going to get to rule over all of us. Because here's how it works, if you know anything about history. First of all, you have betrayed your brothers and sisters, your own countrymen. You're a traitor. Now, that level of character is useful to your bosses at this point in time because he's using you to take down our government. But if they are successful, because you are so dishonorable that you would do such a thing to your brothers and sisters and your countrymen, you'll be the first ones to go because they know you're dishonorable. That's how it works. They know if they win, you're a danger to them. So you on the left that think you're so smug and think your side's going to win, which you're not. So you're losers no matter what. Even if I'm wrong and the left wins and the United States goes away, your ass is dead either way. I'm not going to convince anybody who is evil and worships Satan. I just got a chat on the administrative side that says that Marissa Bishop wants to call in. 480-455-9923. Give me a call if you would like to get on the broadcast tonight, Marissa. The phone line is open. I'll put you right on the air. If you call in, my phone is connected to the switchboard. Go ahead and give me a ring. Marissa Bishop, how you doing? You're on the air.
Hey, JD. Haven't spoken to you in a while. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. What's happening? What makes you call in Article 5 Live tonight, Marissa?
Oh, I've been absolutely getting total amounts of hate from liberals.
Yes. Something to do with some red bumper stickers that have a hammer and a sickle on them that says Joe in the Hoe 2020, if I recall.
Come on, guys. Can't you get a joke?
The left has no sense of humor, Marissa. You know that.
Well, the thing is that, you know, I have these stupid bumper stickers. I bet them as a joke. And people are not able to even understand any kind of humor anymore, especially on the left. I mean, I don't know what the problem is. I don't know what poison pill they took. They must have taken the red pill instead of the blue one, you know. But
no, they took the black one.
Yeah, that works too, the black one.
Yeah.
You know, but I am getting people doxing my law practice, threatening to report me to the state bar, calling me racist, homophobic, xenophobic. I'm like, my God, I'm married to another woman.
You know, I get it. Yeah, that's absolutely unfair and ridiculous. And though you don't know who Marissa Bishop is, she is probably president and CEO, right, of Bishop Ammunition and Firearms, the great longtime sponsor of Article 5 Hour Radio Show and soon to be a sponsor of Article 5 Live, I hope. And, you know, she has a great company over there in California, the belly of the beast. Tell us about your business a little bit. Something positive.
You're too kind, JD. We're a small female veteran-owned firearms company. We started off as an ammunition company making just 45 auto, and then we grew from there, and now we manufacture high-end custom rifles. And we're soon going to be coming out with handguns, you know, a 1911 design. But we're an exhibitor at SHOT Show. We have developed one cartridge and are marketing it, a 475 Magnum for an AR-10. And then I'm going to announce on your show publicly for the first time for everyone, there's a rumor that someone's come out with a 375 Magnum for the AR-10, and it's true. We have.
Wow.
We've necked the 475 down to 375, and it pushes a 235 grain pill at 3,300 feet per second.
That's amazing. What kind of kinetic energy did that deliver at, say, 500 yards?
Well, at the muzzle, it's 5,700 foot-pounds.
Holy shit.
it goes subsonic at 1,100 yards.
Oh, my goodness. What a monster. And let me guess, it has the name Bishop on the head stamp, right?
Yes, it does.
Oh, congratulations. That is totally awesome. Awesome,
yeah,
awesome.
The head stamp is 375 Bishop, and the acronym for the company is BAM. So whenever you put a cartridge of ours in your rifle, it says BAM.
That's so cool. And your company motto used to be, God bless the Second Amendment. I think it still is, right?
Still is, yeah. If anyone tries to take it away from us, they got to deal with me, and it'd be a bad idea.
Yeah, I think so.
You know, but no, people have been threatening to burn these bumper stickers in my front yard. They've been doxing my law practice, giving horrible review, people I've never even spoken to in my life. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous.
It's alarming because you've had your life threatened three times, as I understand.
Yes.
And, you know, talk about not having a sense of humor. These people don't have any sense, period. And that's why it's not going to end well for them if they don't knock it off. Because if they keep pushing patriots like you and I and many other people that we know, it's not going to end well for them.
Oh, our neighbor's an example of this. I mean, I made the mistake of flying a blue Lives Matter flag in our front yard on our house. He came unhinged and started threatening me and told me he was going to put a bullet in my head with a 1911.
Wow.
Over a flag. So I ordered a flagpole, and this morning I dug the hole, did the cement, and tomorrow we mount the flagpole, and up goes an American Blue Lives Matter flag along with the Trump flag for my liberal leftist neighbor.
Yes, good for you. And you know what? That's how we have to stand them down. You know, if it wasn't for my granddaughter and my wife, who doesn't necessarily, it's not necessarily as committed to the political activism as I am, I don't even have a Trump sign because I don't want, you know, when I'm not home a lot, you know, and when I'm not home, I don't want trouble to rain down upon my residence because I have that. Now, if it was just me here, I'd paint my house with a Trump flag colors, but I got other people that are not necessarily as committed as I am. So I have to be a little careful about that.
Well, I have a 25 foot high flagpole. It's got a 3x5 Trump flag that's going to be flying underneath the American flag, and I'd defy anyone to make me take it down. But I owe you some bumper stickers and to put that handguard on your rifle. When am I going to be able to do that?
Well, we're going to get to that. You know, we've been a little busy.
Yeah, I know. Hey,
I have a day job that I work 65 hours a week at as well as, so, you know, we you know, I haven't even been out. I haven't been out in the field to make things go bang in several years. Okay, that's how busy I've been. So
we got to fix that. We got to fix that. I mean,
I know you've threatened to come over here and make it and drag me out in the desert. I know that. I wouldn't be afraid of that, by the way, with you guys.
No, I don't know where there are no holes in the desert, but I'll drag you out and we're going to go blow stuff up. We're going to shoot that 475 and let you rock
Woo!
And roll.
Boy, that would be a real fun endeavor. Yes, indeed. Well, you know, I feel really empathetic toward you to try. You're a patriot. You're a veteran. You serve this country with honor and distinction. You have a firearms company, and you have a jerk next door to you threatening your life because of your beliefs. You know, that guy needs to be in a different country other than the United States of America, if you ask me.
No, I totally agree. And that's part of the reason why we've decided that we're going to be leaving California. We're looking at two locations. One is Lapine, Oregon. The other is Pocatello, Idaho. We were considering Lordsburg, New Mexico, would put us close to you. But I have an issue with the employment capability of people in Lordsburg. I don't want to hire people that are going to be stealing from me and using drugs.
Yeah. Well, Pocatello is pretty cool. I like Pocatello because it's not far from escaping the heat in the summertime, mm-hmm. and it's nice and dry. I mean, it's very similar to where I live here in the Sonoran Desert, and only it's better politics because, as you know now, Arizona's turned blue.
Well, we can fix that if we get more Republicans to move there.
We're getting a lot of Democrats from California come over here and they change us into California, and not just California. I'm going to blame it all on your home state, but from everywhere else, they escape the politics of their liberal run states and come to Arizona and change our politics into what they ran from. It makes no sense whatsoever.
Yeah. And then they sit there and they complain about the reason they left California is because of how run down the state is. You know, Gavin Newsom, I call him Gruesome Newsom, is out there running his mouth saying about how wonderful the state is and how great the state is doing and talks about all the tech. Well, tech doesn't make things. People make things. And when you tax them out of oblivion, it's ridiculous. Our property tax bill alone went up over $2,000.
I saw one year. Diane posted that on Facebook. I saw that before the show, and I thought, oh, my goodness. You know, mine didn't go up. Mine went up probably 3%, but the property value went up too. I think your property value is in decline, is it not?
No, actually our property value is spiked. They're building all kinds of housing tracts, and they're going to put in a shopping center, and I'm thinking, you know, I don't want to live here no more.
Well, that's part of your increase, but probably not all of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I need you to send me a text with your address and stuff so I can get you those bumper stickers out, but I warn you, don't put it on your car. You'll get vandalized.
Well, you know, we do have a slightly different atmosphere here in Arizona because we do have a lot of rednecks running around with rifle racks still in our pickup
yep.
trucks over here. So the Antifas and the BLMEs, they're not exactly as brave as they are over there in California because they don't really have the backing of the government here as much as they do over there.
Well, plus, you know, in Arizona is, and you can carry without any permit or anything. I mean, you can walk down the street carrying open
or concealed, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
We have constitutional carry here in the state of Arizona.
Unlike California, if I walk down the street with something even on open carry, it's a felony.
Ridiculous. And an infringement on the Second Amendment. Like Ted Nugent says, the Second Amendment is my carry permit.
So are you going to be at SHOT Show?
Well, if you invite me, I will, because I can't go there. I'm not a manufacturer.
Well, I can't get you into industry day at the range yet anymore because I missed the deadline on that because of the COVID craziness.
Yeah.
But if you get me your credentials, I may be able to get you in under Bishop because I have only four people right now for my booth, myself, Diane, and two other individuals. I'm allowed six. So I could get you in under media.
I will work on that. I will get you some a media credential, and we'll work on that if you want me. And what I was thinking about doing is doing a live broadcast from your booth there, from if they allow that. Do they allow that?
Yeah, they allow that.
Well, I can bring my studio up and do a live broadcast from your booth at SHOT Show. That'd be a blast. I'd love to do that.
Well, I would have you listed as an employee under media director.
That works.
That work for you?
Sure, because I can either do that or I can get I don't know if it would help you for me to give you my media credential. Right now I'm not affiliated with a radio station, but that's about to change.
And doesn't need to be. You'll be coming in under my ticket as an employee.
All right. Well, I'll get you that address, Marissa Bishop, Bishop Ammunition Manufacturing, Bishop Ammunition and Firearms. Visit the website. Visit the Facebook page. See all the cool things happening. Well, she's very humble about her great little company over there. That she's broken ground on so many levels. A bolt action 458 SOCOM Hunter that actually cycles. Who did that? Marissa Bishop did that. Yes.
And we do the lever action in 458 SOCOM too. I have the last 1895 Marlins in existence in the Western United States, and I have four of them, and they're going to be built in the bolt into 458 levers.
Such a great company. And also, if you have an AR-15 platform and you want to shoot 458 SOCOM, a complete upper can be sent to you, and you slap it on your AR-15 platform and use a GI mag, you're ready to rock and roll 458 SOCOM, not to mention all the other innovations that you've done at Bishop Ammunition and Firearms.
Thank you, JD. You're too kind. I'm going to go so that other people can call in. I'll be listening to you on the live stream.
All right. I appreciate that. I don't know how many other people are going to have the guts to call in, Marissa, but we certainly appreciate hearing from you live on the show. It's been an honor and privilege, and we're going to catch up soon. Thanks again.
Anytime, JD. God bless you.
God bless. All right, everybody. Marissa Bishop, CEO of Bishop Ammunition and Firearms, here on Article 5 Live for you. And don't forget to check out their website, because this is really a cool company. And they're a longtime sponsor of my radio show and this broadcast. And we really appreciate patriots that care about America and have the guts to fly a Trump flag in California, of all places, in the face of death threats. There you have it. So that was cool. That was a very, very interesting thing indeed. That was not scripted, you guys. I did not expect that phone call. And I was honored to be able to take it. So right now I'm going to take a little break, and I'm going to play another video. This is Alex Jones at the Governor's Mansion in Austin. I don't know wherever the Governor's Mansion is in Texas. Talking to Governor Abbott through his bullhorn, and I'm going to let you know. All right, he's going to let you know what he thinks about what's going on with the COVID nonsense. So here's a little video from Alex Jones and band.video.
Take your mask off. Be free again. Take your mask off. Be free again. You must remove your mask. The mask is a symbol of slavery and a symbol of collapse of the economic world. Take off your mask. Take off your mask. The third world is starving to death because of the lockdown. The lockdown is killing millions. COVID-19 is the Davos Group's global reset to collapse the economy by design. Free Texas now! Free Texas now! Free Texas now! Free Texas now!
We must reject this now, and we must re-elect Trump and tell him that he must reject it too. And if Governor Abbott doesn't reopen Texas, he's not going to be living in that mansion anymore!
Our message to Governor Abbott is this. We now know that they've exaggerated the COVID-19 deaths 99.9%. We now know they've had false testing. They counted folks that died of other things as COVID deaths. And it's time to end the COVID hoax and the COVID power grab now.
End the lockdowns now. If you continue this lockdown and these face mask orders, you will go down as one of the worst governors in the history of Texas. And I think it's a shame.
You're here in defiance of the Bill Gates UN lockdown, and I salute you. Turn back and do the right thing, Abbott, and to free Texas now. Free Texas now. Free Texas now. Free Texas now. Free Texas now.
legacy. Do not enslave Texas. Do the right thing. Admit that you got conned. Please, you're making Texas hate you forever. Governor Abbott, the lockdown has already killed 2 million people in Africa. The UN admits hundreds of millions will starve to death. And the United Nations is the group with Davos orchestrating the lockdown. The lockdown is the killer, not COVID-19. The lockdown is the killer, not COVID-19. Governor Abbott, I know you're not stupid. I know you know 94% of the deaths were something else. End the lockdown. Bill Gates says we're never taking the mask off. Bill Gates says we're all going to take forced inoculations. Bill Gates says we are his slaves and he owns us. And I say Bill Gates can burn in hell. Burn in hell. Bill Gates, 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 the lockdown is killing millions, not COVID. The lockdown is still happening in the third world. This is an economic weapon. We must stand against the globalists now. Free the world now. Free the world now. Infowars.com stands with human life. Bill Gates and the UN have launched COVID so they can make us all run into our houses and never leave again. And then, of course, it's Obama with the cages, lady. But look at this lady. But you don't care that it's Obama with the cages. You like to live in delusional land. You say no more cages. And it is the lockdown that is causing millions and millions to die. Take your mask off. Be free again. Take your mask off. Be free again.
All right, you guys, there you have it. All right, we're back. And I know that was a little obnoxious, but the point is well taken, is it not? Are we not sick of being oppressed by the idiotic lockdowns of COVID-19 overreaction? It's just like our guest tonight, Joey Villa, said, it's all about control. It's not about keeping you well or keeping anybody else well. It's conditioning. The next thing is the app on your phone that you're not allowed to go anywhere unless you tell everybody where you're at. You're going to have to get the vaccine to be admitted on airplanes. It's not the government that's going to do these. The corporate overlords that are in conjunction with Big Pharma that are going to pump you full of poisonous vaccines. I didn't used to be an anti-vaxxer, you guys, until I did my research. All you have to do is read the insert on any vaccine. You're going to put that crap in your body. But we're not told that. We're not told that. You see, we're told that it's good for you. Doctors are taught in college that the vaccine is healthy and right. Most doctors think they're doing the right thing. Most doctors have not read the insert on the vaccine that they give. Little kids, they're given 12 to 18 vaccines. Injections before a little kid even comes home from the hospital. A newborn. It's wrong. And this is before the new type of vaccine, this 100-needle, micro-needle grid they're going to put in people that has these little nanobots that build crap in your bloodstream and alter your DNA. I know it sounds crazy. It's not. Do your research. These people are insane, and they are out to destroy humanity. I mean, it sounds, hyperbolic, but it's not. This is their plan. Their plan has been out there. They are so arrogant, they published their plan. They think you're too stupid to read it. Don't be. Don't make them right. Who are they? Well, it's the New World Order. Well, who are they? It's the corporate elites that run everything in the world. They run the governments of the world. They're bought and paid for. The UN cretins are now using the Chinese Maoist communist model as what they want UN government to look like, because the Soviets fell. Soviet communism failed. The Soviet Union broke up. And now Vladimir Putin has reinstalled freedom in Mother Russia. They go to church every Sunday. If you're a Russian citizen, you aren't walking down Moscow, the streets of Moscow with a mask on. They're not falling for the crap over there. Why are we? Chinese economy is on the rise. They're all back to work. Their schools are open. Think about that, you guys. I was out and about today, and I didn't wear a mask in Lowe's. I didn't wear a mask in Camping World. I didn't wear a mask in several other establishments that I was in. And you know what? Nobody said a word to me about it. We have to stop being submissive. This is the United States of America. We have liberty and freedom and a power of choice that was given to us by God the Almighty, the creator of the cosmos. And no man or woman that thinks they are powerful better try to take that from us. We have rights. And they are given to us by God. And I don't even care if you don't believe in God. Let's say you don't believe there's a God. Why would you want some cretin like Nancy Pelosi or Charles Schumer or Adam Schiff or any of these other absolute, you know, what do you want? I don't want to swear, so it's hard to be for finding the words for these people. But why would you allow these people to take your rights away from you? Does that seem like a wise thing to do? The millions of people that spilled their blood so you could live in freedom in the United States of America? So you could have the freedom to choose to be righteous or evil? Being evil has its own set of consequences on this side and on the other side. Having love and caring for your fellow man has all kinds of rewards in this life and the next, I believe. If you don't want to believe that, just know that being evil is going to end you up in a bad place. If you don't know that now, you will know that soon. The time is now to choose sides. There is no more time for sitting on the fence or wiggle room or wondering who you're going to join. You're either going to join people who love God and love freedom and love the human, are pro-human, as Alex Jones would put it, or you're going to join the dark side that wants to dehumanize and depopulate the earth and thinks the idea of everlasting life is not a spiritual thing, but they think it is uploading your consciousness into the AI collective. Good luck with that crap. The ultimate struggle here, my good friends, is are we going to have the human spirit and have the human endeavor of exploration and adventure as we have all throughout human existence? Are we going to build technology that takes us to other places other than planet Earth? Or are we going to stay here, have our population pared down by these maniacs, these post-human maniacs, these technocratic pieces of garbage that want to have you as their slave? Are we going to kowtow to them and have them pare down our population to 500 million, such as in the Georgia Guidestones is laid out by Agenda 2030 of the UN? Or are we going to fight these evil bastards and live free as God intended us to? It's time to choose sides on that right now. We have 3 weeks, the most momentous, meaningful political event in the history of mankind. That is the re-election of Donald J. Trump as president of the United States of America. And if you don't believe that, wake the hell up. Now, your comments are welcome. We have a few more minutes of the show tonight on this. We spent a half an hour with Joy Villa and 20 minutes with Marissa Bishop of Bishop Ammunitions and Firearms. We had two great guests tonight. The second one was an impromptu guest, and we've had a great show so far. So if you'd like to add to that, please add your comments. Post a comment. We'll put it on there. We'll answer it. If you'd like to call into the show, there's still 10 minutes, 480-455-9923. Anywhere in the world you'd like to call into the show, agree, disagree, I'll put you on the air. 480-455-9923 to get in to the Article 5 Live switchboard. Go ahead and call on in if you'd like to. You have to take your call. A line, as we learned through Marissa Bishop's call, a landline works better. So let's look at a few of the comments we had earlier tonight. Okay, Lisa Kelly. I'm voting in person the day of the election. I'm voting for Trump 2020. Yes, that's what I want every single one of you guys that listen to do. Please. Earlier, Robert Dickinson was there. I got your email, by the way, Robert, if you're still with me on the show. I have your email, and you are on the roster. I am decided to quit announcing guests ahead of time because you never know if these people can make it or not. We were blessed to have Joy Villa once again on Article 5 Live, and it was she was a very good guest, and I hope you enjoyed that. And don't forget to get her book, because be honest with you, I haven't had time to read it. I'm about 8 books behind at this point. Joy Villa is the author of Kick-Ass Conservative, How I Escaped Liberal Feminism to Become a Freedom-Loving Trumplican, and How You Can Too. It sounds like very valuable reading, especially for those who haven't made up their mind about politics. Take it from someone who has made the transition into the light. The light. There is light. Okay, Lisa gave me another one. Okay, Lisa. Donald J. Trump 2020. I love my president. You know, that's a great point, Lisa. There is so much love for this president. Our hearts burst with appreciation for Donald Trump. Not that he's a perfect, or we worship at the feet of Donald Trump. No. It's because of his sacrifice for us. Do you know that the Trump family is in constant danger? And did you know this? If the left wins this election, they're going to put all the Trumps in prison for the rest of their life. That's a stated plan. I don't know what their crime is, except loving America and trying to do the right thing for the citizens of America. But that's what the left's plan is. Now, Francisca asks, how do you feel about immigration and the wall? Well, if you conflate immigration and the wall, you're conflating two things, in my view. Okay, first of all, immigration is how the United States of America was built. We are the melting pot. People of America came from everywhere else. But no nation that is a nation doesn't have borders and rules about immigration. So if you let illegal immigration people flood across the border, and let's say you have a woman with child, citizen of another country, the way we exercise our laws incorrectly, if you read the Constitution and the 14th Amendment, is a total incorrect interpretation of the 14th Amendment. We have a woman that comes across, been here a day or whatever, and has a baby. That baby is conveyed birthright citizenship. This is totally unconstitutional. It's insane. And no other country on the face of the earth does it. Because a nation without borders is not a nation. How do I feel about immigration? I love immigrants. Legal immigrants to the United States of America are some of the most patriotic people I've ever met in my life, and they know more about the history of this country than just about any citizen that I know. So how do I feel about immigration? I love legal immigrants to the United States of America. Now, should we make it the process streamlined for people who wish to be legal immigrants to the United States of America? Shall we streamline that? Perhaps in certain ways we should. Shall we make it harder for certain other people to immigrate to the United States? Shall we let people from all over the world come here and get on our healthcare system and our Social Security system and our welfare system without any investment in this country at all, coming across the border legally or illegally? Hell no, we shouldn't do that. So, kiddo, here's the thing. It's a very good question indeed. But the wall is there to help define our border and help define us, the people who wait in line and wait their turn and do what's required to get into the United States and become a citizen, or even if they don't want to become a citizen, but get a green card to come in here and work and be part of our system legally. The wall is stopping not just people who are doing that illegally. The wall is stopping human trafficking. This is children being sold into sex slavery. Across this action is happening across the Arizona border. There are 1,800 children missing in just the last 2 years in the state of Arizona alone. Why is there so many children missing? Because they're being kidnapped and sold on the world market. Not having a border increases these people's ability to carry on with that horrible enterprise. So, how do I feel about the wall? I say build the damn wall, and I think build it all the way across. Immigration, I'm all for it. Illegal immigration, I think if you're caught here illegally crossing our border, you should be banned from the United States ever. But if you wait in line, we should reform our laws to allow it easier, less time for you to get legal residence in the United States. Shall we make it easier to be a citizen? I don't think so. But shall we make certain people easier for them to get here legally? Perhaps we should do that. So you see, that's a very complicated and kind of conflated question, and I hope I answered it for you adequately, because it's not a simple answer when you put immigration / the wall. It's not all the same thing, as you can see. Great question, though, and thank you for it. And thanks for being there. What a great, another great addition to the program. So I want to say, the United States of America hasn't always done everything right. Nobody says it has. But why should we erase all the things we have done right for the stuff that we've done wrong? There's no nation on the face of the earth that is totally righteous. But as Sean Hannity always says about the United States of America, there's no nation that has been done more righteous things with the power it has acquired than the United States of America. We are the most charitable, giving people on the face of the planet. We always have been. Did we have some problems? Sure. We're always trying to get better. those of us that believe in the Ten Commandments, those of us that believe in the Golden Rule, and that's the vast majority of Americans. That's going to be it for this week, you guys. If you can still register wherever you are to vote, get out there and do it. If you're already registered, get out there and vote in person. You know, it's absolutely imperative we get this president back and we get things back on the right track. Otherwise, America is not going to be a place that people want to live like it is now. All right. So thank you, guys. I hope you enjoyed the show tonight. I hope that you come back next week for another great edition of Article 5 Live. More to come. I'm not going to tell you who's going to be there. But I will tell you, you can catch the podcast on Podbean. We're on Spotify. We're on iHeart. We're on all the major podcasting things. Article 5 Live is on Facebook page. We're on YouTube channel. And article5live.com. And make sure you catch us whenever you can on the archives. Thanks once again for listening. God bless America. May God continue to bless you, your family, these United States of America. And may he protect our great president. I'll be back on the Internet Live next Sunday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 Eastern, with the best 90 minutes in digital media. Article 5 Live. Until then, it's JD signing off. Be safe and God bless.